Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirit. This morning I'm going to be reading from Ephesians 3 and 20. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Ephesians 3 and 20. Super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Even when you don't have the words to say, even if it's just a thought in your mind and not even a prayer, if it's a hope that we have and we dare to ask God, he's always at work. He's always working on our behalf, super abundantly, far over and above. It's the power that works within us. It's already happening. No matter how you fight it, where your belief is, what you're doing, how you've fallen astray, he's always working. Today is my prayer that you hold on to that beyond your highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. He is super abundantly far over and above working the power in us. Because of who he is able to carry out his purpose in our lives. So today I just want to encourage you. God is working. He is always working. Father God, I thank you for this morning. We thank you for a breath into our lungs and breathing air into our lives, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that you are with us, that even when we dare to ask or pray, you are still working it out for us, in us, for our favor and for our good, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. And as we close into this weekend, Lord God, I pray that you will continue to watch over us, keep us, continue to touch us, Lord God, and let us see who we are in you. Let us see what you're doing behind the scenes in our lives. Remind us of that, Lord God, so we can hold on to our faith. That's where our faith comes. Everything that the scripture speaks on, our faith is working because our faith is the substance of things that's not seen. We can't see it, but we know that you are working. And we thank you, Lord God, for working in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for your love, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for your unsurmountable favor. Lord God, we thank you for the thoughts that you allow us to see, the dreams you allow us to dream, the hopes that we can hold on to. We thank you, Lord God, for working them out. We thank you, Lord God, in advance for the victory over each and everything that you're doing in our lives because we are already victorious. Lord God, we thank you for rekindling great relationships, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God, for love. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you for the strength to give and do things, Lord God, that our bodies wouldn't normally allow us to do, but you give us strength, Lord God, in the midst of it to be able to willingly do and stand. Lord God, heal our bodies, touch our bodies today, Lord God, for those that are weak, those that are needing an extra dose of strength, those that need their muscles stretched out, those that need you to touch their hands. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for healing today, Lord God. We pray for healing over the body, the entire body. I pray that those who are in need of healing will speak life and say that I am healed today. I pray that those that are needing a financial blessing will speak life today and speak, money is coming to me. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they will find comfort in you and be able to carry and do the things that you call them to do in this world. Lord, I thank you for being with us and always working for our good. I thank you for your life. I thank you for your love. I thank you for what you're doing and getting ready to do. It is in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved. Be all that you can be and know that God is working and he's working together everything for your good.